So, what's an example of someone in the Bible who really knew God, and how did it impact their lives? There are many, of course. I would just pick a surprising one, perhaps. Caleb. I love Caleb. I preached a sermon on Caleb in my church, and afterward, there were a bunch of babies born in the next 6 months, and almost all the boys were named Caleb, because Caleb was such a wonderful example. Caleb followed the Lord fully all his life. It was amazing. But he followed the Lord fully, Numbers 14:24 says, because God put another spirit in him. God put the Holy Spirit in him to know the Lord in truth. So he feared the Lord with a childlike fear. And he loved the Lord. And he followed the Lord. And he hated sin. And you read that that was so strong, that knowledge of God in Caleb's heart, that when Israel became angry with him, that he said, we should go in and conquer the Canaanites, that Caleb wouldn't back down. He said, we should do what the Lord said. He had knowledge of God and knowledge of God's will. He wanted to do God's will. That's the fruit of knowing God. You want to do His will, if you know Him savingly, that is. Now, they took up stones to stone him. Now, what would you do? What would I do? If a whole group of people took up stones to stone us to death, well, we might say, why don't we sit down at a table and negotiate here and see if we could talk through? No. Caleb was willing to die because he knew God, and God knew him, and to him, the knowledge of God was more important than life itself. And that's key.